Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, welcome along to the podcast. Unfortunately, Damien? Michelle? Damien? Damien? Michelle? Are you there? I'm on my Pat Malone today. Hey, massive one, Trevor Long. We caught up with him and talked Facebook. Plus, a little bit of a songwriting challenge. Michelle said she was going to write a song in a week and a half and get Damien to perform it on our rooftop. Plus, the other stuff coming up in the podcast. Well, Michelle needs some help. Yep. Relationship expert, the love doctor, joined us on the show today. Here is the potty. Have a good one. Now, the big news for many as we wake this morning, Facebook are back, guys. Facebook are back. We'll see now news in our news feeds.
That is right.
Yeah, to help us out this morning, we thought we'd call on our old mate from EFTM, Trevor Long. G'day, me old mate. How are you going?
Good morning. I'm well.
Trevor, this is massive news, isn't it, that they've backed down, so to speak. Is that right? Have they backed down, or is this just a stepping stone?
You know what, Damien, I'm with you. I kind of think it's a back down, but I also think that they'll say they won. So I think, if you look at it this way, Facebook and the Australian government had a relationship status of it's complicated over the last 5 days, and they've now patched things up, right? So the government will say they won because they have passed a media law that will see media companies get paid for the content that is shared online, which is the objective of this whole thing. So that is a win. But Facebook will say they won because they were able to get amendments passed that ensure that, frankly, they get broadly what they want, which is better negotiating power, better negotiations before any forced arbitration. But in the end, they've still got to pay the media company. So I think globally we'll be seen as a leader in the legislation. But Facebook will make it look like they've exerted their power and they've proven that they shouldn't be messed with.
I suppose really effectively that is an excellent negotiation, isn't it? When both parties can walk away feeling as though they've won, but we have moved forward, that's probably a great deal.
I think that's probably the best thing here. I mean, let's be honest, if it went on for a couple of weeks, there'd be a bad sentiment either towards the government or Facebook or either. And while there is a small part of the community that just hate the whole thing because it's Murdoch and all this, they don't get the whole problem here. It's a good result because we're getting to go back to normal, theoretically, and the government's achieved the goal of getting media companies paid so that journalism can be maintained in this country.
What do you reckon with Facebook? I mean, there's rumours out there that they've damaged their reputation in long term. Have they really, or do people really care too much?
I think Aussies broadly think they're bullies, but yeah. Aussies also said they were going to leave Facebook 3 years ago when Cambridge Analytica stole millions of people's data, and no one did. So if we ain't leaving Facebook over the data breaches, we ain't leaving Facebook because of news. So
true.
In a year, it'll all be water under the bridge, and no average user will give a rat's about this in 2 weeks.
When does it all begin, Trevor? When will we start to see news back in our news feeds?
I'll give you an analogy. When the Reserve Bank reduces interest rates, banks take a couple of weeks to pass them on. When Reserve Banks puts up interest rates, the banks pass it on that minute. So last week, Facebook announced that they were banning news, and within 10 minutes, my Facebook page was gone, as was everything else. This was announced, I don't know, 13, 14 hours ago. Still nothing. They say, in the coming days. Yeah, cheers for the vagaries, Facebook.
Trevor Long, it's always great to catch up with you, mate, and we look forward to seeing that EFTM Facebook page back up and running and the Wave FM news page as well in the coming days, hopefully.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, this is working out really great for me in so many ways, just working with you guys. And Damien, one of the ways is that you, I know, are about to launch any minute, any day, this new thing where you teach people how to write songs online. It's an online course. Mm.
That is right. I am actually, yeah, nice.
Right? I'm excited because I have always believed in my heart of hearts that I would be a great songwriter.
Oh, okay.
I've never tried to write a song.
Oh. So you've never, ever, ever sat down and given it a go?
Who's had the time? Not me. But I've always thought, oh, I'm sure I'd be great at it. But I just, haven't yet gotten around to it. It's just one of those things. There's a couple of those things, and that's one of them. And then, I mean, you've gone and made it super easy because I've just had a look at your course and it's like, boom, I'll show you how to do it in an hour. I said, thank you.
Wow.
I'm a busy working mum.
That's exactly why I've done it, actually, because an hour is as much as I'm...
you're a busy working mum.
Yeah, maybe I am. You don't know me. You don't know the true me. But
is this how easy it really is? Just smash them out in an hour, do you?
Well, look, it's not as easy as that. Okay, there's an hour's worth of lessons to teach you how to do it. All right, gives you all the basics and you know, the knowledge that you need. Mm. And obviously, then you got to sit down, you got to write it. But in the course, I write a song with you. So you actually see a song being written. And I do, and I write it in about 40 minutes. I mean, they're hit and miss. Sometimes you will write one super fast. And other times, it'll take you 6 months for, depending on the situation. I mean,
speaking of hit and miss, I suppose you're not promising it'll be a good one. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm just reading the fine print here. It doesn't say you'll write a good song in an hour.
No, it doesn't, actually. You know what? At one point, I had written there, I will help you to write a hit song. And then I went, I'm going to change that to, I will help you to write an original song.
Yeah, there you go. Even that, I think, is a stretch. I could sit down and write, Manic Monday. You don't know. Mm. I mean, even saying I'll write an original song is a stretch. I might sit down and write Randy Sandy.
Wait a minute.
Was that your first song?
That was my first song, and I'm sorry I have the copyright on that. You got to be very careful of these things.
Are you very genuine, Michelle? Write a song.
Not only that, what I'm proposing is this. You know how every Friday, Damien, you sing a song?
And the rooftop session, yeah.
What I'm proposing is I would like you to sing a song that I have written, please, because this is actually a major opportunity. What I've spotted here is an opportunity for me to write a song for like a massive selling artist. Like, who gets to do that? Who gets their first song to be sung by a major recording artist? Who gets that?
She didn't guarantee it was going to be a hit song, so this could be something that rhymes with hit and you have to sing it.
Excuse me. You can stay out of it. That's enough of you.
Yeah,
between Damien and I.
I have absolute confidence in Michelle. I have no doubt.
You.
I do believe everybody's got a song in them. I do 100%
really?
Believe that. Everybody has a song in them. And, okay, well, geez, why not? This sounds like it'd be fun. I reckon this would be fun.
He's not going to sing it this Friday. Surely you're not going to mark
him. No, right. Thank you. No, I'm going to ask for a week and a half, please, because I'm nothing if not a person who will take full advantage of everything I have at my disposal. So I have your course, I have you, but I also have some other numbers and some other in my phone and some other follow backs on Insta and things of that nature that I'll be sliding into some DMs. And I'll be asking for some assistance.
Oh, so she's... And, you're going... Okay.
Well, this is actually
super serious.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is... Oh, well, I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what you come up with. This is going to be cool.
Neither can I. You've got an ad break.
Person.
You've got an ad break and a song, and we're going to check in just moments to see how well this song is progressing.
Give her a chance. Jeez.
Come on.
So we're talking next Friday, Damien's going to perform your song, Michelle.
Yeah, and this isn't a radio stunt thing. Like, seriously, as of now, there is nothing.
No, there is nothing.
There is nothing. There's not a theme or anything. But as far as I can make out, particularly men's songs are about three things. They're about girls, sex, and love. Love is far down the list.
Way.
So that's, as far as I can see, that's... Right. How hard can it be?
You got to start. How hard can it be?
Oh, there you go.
Good start, Michelle Laurie. Well, we'll find out how Michelle goes. We'll keep track of how she's going to go,
this
Damien.
This is cool. Okay, I'm looking forward to this.
It's a good idea.
All right.
Michelle Laurie is going to write a song for Damien Leith to perform on the rooftop here at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I wonder if you guys... got a funny feeling you will, which is not, I don't mean to sound rude, and it will now. Sorry.
Oh. You don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I know. I just realised what I'm about to say. I reckon you will know a good relationship counsellor. And I know, I've just realised how rude that would sound. But no,
as an industry recognised counsellor, not necessarily that we're both racing out to get relationship counsellors.
Why do you need a counsellor?
Well, Because it's interesting, I'm not even in a relationship. And the reason I thought you guys would know one is just because you, you know, work in radio and like you live in a community, a small, you know, a tight-knit community, especially you, Strainy, like, you know everyone in town and stuff. And I thought, oh, I bet you will know. And you work in weddings. I mean, you marry people and stuff. So I thought,
it's
I bet you'll...
the gig.
You just know everyone. So what's interesting is I'm not even in a relationship at the moment. And I started to think, oh, I wonder if you can get relationship counselling if you're single so that when you hopefully go into another relationship, you'll be better at it.
Oh.
Or you can, like, change your patterns. Because I've been thinking that for a while, actually. Yeah. And then recently I've really noticed some patterns, my relationship patterns, my approach to relationships, I think is, I'm going to use the word toxic.
So, okay, so you have a toxic trend towards relationships.
I think I do, and I want to change it. And so I've started seeing somebody, and he is so nice to me that it's freaking me out.
Okay, wait a minute. So what have you dealt with in the past that this is the case? Because if that's the case, so this guy's a nice guy. What you're saying is he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Does he chat to you? Is he friendly?
A lot.
He's friendly. He's
a lot.
He's forthcoming.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
Very forthcoming
Is he good looking on top of all of that?
Yep.
Oh, jeez. Sounds like
what's wrong?
Sounds like
the most troubling part of it is that he's very open and honest with me all the time about what he's hoping for from the relationship. And I'm like, whoa, back off.
Would it be in a kind of an intense sort of way? Is he?
No.
So it's not even in that. It's just, he's just saying, hey, you know what? This is really good. I think, you know, let's see how this goes. And yeah, I really like you, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, shut up. You're creeping me out now.
Wow.
You know what? I mean, it sounds like you might need a little bit of an assistance.
Well, you know,
because what I've realized is that I'm so used to this game of what's he thinking? Mm. What does that mean? I think that means this. Oh, and it's like this game playing and these like the buzz you get out of I get out of what I think is a positive development, and I'm walking on air for a day and a night when I think, yay, this is positive, yay, it's positive. And then, I'm crushed when something happens that I think is negative, and it's like this is game playing. Yeah. What is he thinking? What does this mean? What does that mean? And, I mean, I was in a marriage that was like that for a long time. And this is where it's worse. It's because that was my relationship with my dad.
It's
called emotionally withholding. I'm addicted to emotionally withholding men, you see.
Yeah. And actually, that is what they say, isn't it? That, this develops at a young age.
Yep.
You know, how you respond in a relationship.
I can help you out. I've got a black book, Michelle, like you wouldn't believe. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song, Tate McRae, right now here at Wave FM, and hopefully we'll be able to find a relationship expert. I've got a lady in mind. They call her the love doctor.
Oh, the
Yep.
I know the love doctor.
See, Jane's the love doctor. I've got her in mind.
My best friend Donna, she says, look, you deserve a nice guy. You have to let yourself accept being treated well.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, of course.
All right, well, let's try and get to the bottom of it. We'll make a few calls and we'll see if we can help Michelle with her relationship dilemma.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Now, Michelle, earlier on this morning, you talked about a new relationship that you are considering. You're considering. It's early days in this new relationship, but it's freaking you out.
It is, yes. I've found myself in communications with a fellow who's very open and honest about his everything, his thoughts, his emotions, his hopes for, you know, the possibilities of a relationship and what he wants out of a relationship and all that.
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of things, none of them good.
You don't like that?
Nope.
Well,
nope. Oh, that's what I'm realising. I did not know that really until now, and now I'm realising that that's a very negative thing that's led me into negative relationships with men who I think make me unhappy, but then I think, well, obviously I'm getting something out of it. I'm enjoying it on some level. I need help.
It's a challenge or something.
We've got your help. Right? Don't you worry, sister. We have got you help in the best form possible. Relationship coach Jane Donovan. She's known right around the world as the Love Doctor. She joins us and
hi, good morning. How are you all?
Oh, God, you sound really nice. I think you sound like a nice person I would like to talk to about this. I don't know if you know much about my backstory, but basically it is this. I get a massive buzz out of winning men over. That's what I've realized, Jane, like, because I've done a bit of reading and I've realized that I'm into emotionally withholding men. That's the term, right? And what I read was it's an ego trip for me to win them. Are you familiar with this phenomenon?
Absolutely, and absolute kudos to you for doing the work and having that self-awareness. When we get the awareness, we can start to get the lessons. We get the lessons to start to heal what's gone on in the past so that you can change what's happening and have a completely new, healthier experience.
Well, believe me, the first thing I did when I realized that was Googled, how can I win them faster? And that didn't work out very well. So then I thought, all right, maybe then should I try and figure out how to like nicer men? And that's much harder. How do I do that?
Look, the first thing is to know that you're worthy and that the good people and good relationships is something that we do have the right to strive for. So what's normally going on is that that beautiful inner child, that younger version of you, that all of us grow up at some point feeling like we're not good enough, pretty enough, rich enough, smart enough, thin enough, fat enough, whatever, fill in the blank. And that little beautiful inner child is seeking external validation of their worth. So you go for the hard guys, the guys that maybe everyone else wants. It's that whole thing about, you know, why do women like bad boys? It's because of that validation of, I've won the guy that everybody else wanted, the harder one to get. But as we grow in our self-worth, as we start to recognize just how incredible and amazing we are, we don't need that external validation any longer. Then we're able to move to healthier choices. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I don't know. How do you make it interesting? Yeah, I mean, I get it, but how do you then convince yourself that...
So the nice guys most, you know, when you're in that cycle of seeking external validation, the really genuine nice guys who are trustworthy, honest, reliable, loyal, you know, they've got your back, they'll walk over hot coals for you, but we'll kind of go, yeah, you know, that's all a bit boring, really. How do you get that excitement with that really good, nice man? You find those values that you really do want in life and that you build those up in your mind to really, you spend the time to really look at what does that mean? What does trustworthy mean to you? What does loyalty mean? What does honesty? What does integrity mean? Those are really rich qualities that don't tend to bring on as much of the spark of chemistry initially. It does in time, but not maybe as much initially. You start to value those more than you do the thrill of the chase in that little early stage of, you know, the honeymoon period.
Oh, yeah. Babes, I was still chasing my ex-husband 25 years later. I mean, it's not even an early stages. If you're lucky or slash unlucky enough, they'll keep you running forever.
Yeah, but it's a game that isn't serving you. So at some point, the pain gets too much and you say, enough, I'm not doing this any longer. If people keep doing it, it's still serving a need for them.
Yeah.
So when you start to get a bit fed up with stuff, that's when you go, you know what, I'm just not playing this game anymore. And you get tough with yourself and you start to do the inner work so that you start to get different results. It's always an inside game. And then you start to attract a different caliber of man. And so not only vibrationally you are bringing a better experience into your life, but internally you're also valuing it in a different way. You're valuing different things.
Wow.
We're not going to fix this in a four-minute radio segment, are we?
No,
so what I think is intriguing, though, is to let everyone know that you can actually have relationship counselling when you're single, can't you?
100%. That's my specialty. Absolutely. Right. And it's something that hasn't been big in Australia for, well, it is now, but it wasn't many, many years.
Mm.
And I think everybody should have somebody to guide them, to help them to get a new plan, to see with clear eyes. Beautiful, well-meaning friends they're just going to tell you what they want you to hear or what you want to hear.
Yeah.
They love you. They don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
People that can, you know, give you an outside look, they're going to give you, you know, with kindness, but wisdom that you can take forth and have a new plan.
Michelle Laurie, you are now armed. You are armed, and I've got to be honest.
Armed with the knowledge.
I am feeling sorry for this new guy because you're coming and getting me, dog.
Why don't you just be the difficult one? Why don't you?
That's part of the fun of the chasing and all the
gaming. Maybe this is why he's attracted to you.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh, maybe.
Hadn't thought of that, Damo.
I think one of the things I learned from that as well, Jane, is that nice guys can be exciting too.
Yeah, they can, Damien. Don't worry about it.
You're a funny guy.
Yeah, you can, Bob.
You can, of course they can.
Jane is the love doctor, and thanks so much for your time, Doc.
That's my pleasure. Have an awesome
day.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
It's an interesting thing, though, with the whole Facebook. I mean, it caused quite a stir. There's no doubt in that in the last week. And funnily enough, we are privy to a conversation between Australia and Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, what?
Really?
No, this is real. This is a real deal.
Thing. What happens when
Josh
Australia?
Josh Frydenberg.
Yeah,
I think it was
Josh Frydenberg meets Mark Zuckerberg. What happens when the Bergs clash? What happens when Australia makes a call to Facebook? Well, we can tell you now here at Wave FM.
G'day, Australia speaking.
Hi there, Australia. It's Facebook.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Facebook. Do you mind if you start paying us some money to run some of our articles on your website, mate?
Australia, I think you don't understand. You pay me.
Oh, mate. You gotta be fair, mate. Fair dinkum, yeah? Come on, mate. Stone the crows. Have a fair go, mate.
There's a reason I'm so wealthy.
Mate, you're bloody thrifty. That's what you are, mate. You're a bloody scab, mate.
You are a stupid bunch, and yet you keep paying me.
Mate, you know what? I don't want to be your friend anymore, all right? On behalf of the entire nation of Australia, I don't think you're a friendly person, mate. Mick Dundee himself doesn't want to be your friend, and he's friends with everyone, mate.
Okay, I have 800 million other friends. Later, stitches.
And there you go, Facebook giving it to Colin Fasnich, who was lucky enough to voice the Australia part for us. So good on you, Colin.
You reckon that was Colin? So was that not Josh Frydenberg?
No, it wouldn't have been Josh Frydenberg at all. I think it definitely sounded like Colin Fasnich did that.
I believed all the way through there that was Josh Frydenberg.
Did you? Gosh. You're a bigger idiot than I thought you were.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.